Welcome to Confessing the Faith, a theological and devotional walk through the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith. I'm your host, Sam Waldron. I'm one of the pastors of Grace Reformed Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky, and professor of systematic theology here at Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. Today we come to consider chapter 18 of the Confession, which takes up the great biblical and Reformed doctrine of the assurance of grace and salvation. Yes. Here the confession takes up the great subject of assurance of salvation. Before we get into the details of what the confession says, something of the historical background of this chapter must be understood. The precise origin of this chapter is the Savoy Declaration, though it is substantially identical with the Westminster Confession. In a number of significant details, the immediate source of this material, as is frequently the case in the Baptist Confession, is the Savoy Declaration. The defined subject of this chapter is not, we notice, saving faith. That was the chapter 14 in which we studied the matter of faith. But the subject here is an infallible assurance of faith, i.e., an assurance growing out of faith. The authors of the Confession describe their subject in this way. They affirm that Christians may in this life be certainly assured that they are in the state of grace. Assurance of grace and salvation is not assurance that God's promises are true, merely. It is assurance that they are true and are ours. It is knowing that oneself is saved and will be saved. Both in paragraphs 1 and 2, those who drew up the confession indicate that there is an intimate relation between such assurance and the grace of hope. While theologians have debated as to whether or not assurance is of the essence of faith, there should be no debate as to whether or not assurance is of the essence of hope. For it is indeed of the essence of hope. The grace of hope is scripturally a personal, confident expectation of salvation. Here I can only challenge you to study passages like Romans 5, 1 to 5, Philippians 1, 19 and 20, 1 John 3, 1 to 3. The historical background of this chapter, as with so much else in the confession, grows out of controversy. God overrules controversy for the purpose of clarifying the truth for his church. With reference to the subject of assurance, there were at least two errors which our spiritual forefathers sought to overthrow in this chapter. The first was the Roman Catholic denial of assurance of salvation. Roman Catholics taught that assurance could only come by special revelation to select saints, but was dangerous for the ordinary Christian. In contrast to this error, the Confession continually asserts that assurance is possible and beneficial. The second error was that of the antinomian Protestants. This perversion was marked by claims to a high assurance of salvation, but without corresponding holiness of life. Against this, the Confession pervasively asserts the danger of a false assurance and the inconsistency of a sinful course of life with genuine assurance.